Welcome, everybody, to the Washington County Board of Equalization, and welcome you all here today. Our first item is approval of minutes, April 15, 2025.
Chair, I move that we approve those minutes from April 15, 2025.
And I will second that motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Item two is consideration of Board of Equalization business. So, Del, first, I'm still kind of confused because I thought the Board of Equalization moved out of your office, but it's good to have you here.
Here's the thing. This is because this is all the corrective actions and it's primary stuff. And there's a lot of motions and things, and there's a lot of stuff that might be questions on. So I told Jenna I would do this one, starting the ones when we. Because we have to do all this anyway, because this is all corrective actions in our office. It's not people filing appeals, which will definitely help these guys. And they are doing the backup on all this. Like all these changes that we made after today is all being done through the auditor's office. So I'm just here to kind of help. And then Jenna can stand up here with me if she wants, because it's fine.
Or we can go after.
Yeah, we can stand up here together, but it's a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, her.
So,
we need to have names on them?
This first group, no, you don't. This is just, all this is just saying that this whole group, there's 1,771, and this is everything that changed from non-primary to primary before we closed the tax roll in May. So mm-hmm. These are all the changes that were made from year over year.
So the bigger packet that we have.
That's the bigger packet. That's 1,771 accounts that changed to primary.
How many?
1,771. It's less than last year. All of
a certain real estate transaction would be represented in here, right?
Probably.
So if you sold the house, it would leave primary and go into non-primary.
No, we don't do that. We don't do that. So it whatever it is on January 1st, it stays. So let's say you owned a house on January 1st and you bought the house on May 2nd. If it was primary, it's primary for the year. You would apply for the next year.
Okay.
So anybody that's buying a house right now is applying for 2026, unless the house is non-primary. If it's non-primary, then they can apply, and they can get primary for the 2025 tax year, provided they buy it before January 2nd.
Yeah.
So that's the only, but typically, so a lot of counties, when a house changes hands or a property changes hands, they default straight to non-primary. We don't do that here because it would be a nightmare. I've been here 20 years, I've never seen us change anything on a sale. On an ownership change. That's why we mail an action required. We ask them what you're doing with it. If we don't get something back, we'll mail a notice of determination saying they're non-primary. And then they can still come in and DOE if they miss that. But these are people that basically went through the channels and did it after they bought it. They came in and filled out an application.
Okay.
And maybe it was non-primary because it got changed somewhere during the year. Maybe they bought a non-primary, but that's what those are.
Do you want a motion on each one or the whole packet?
The whole packet.
Not each one.
No, the whole packet. The whole 1,771. So just the first above corrective actions, that's what we're making a motion on now. These. This big group. The group with the staple, this is where I'm going one at a time.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the parcels that were changed to primary from the year 2024 to 2025.
I will second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
Okay, so the following things that you have in the smaller packet are the corrective actions that we're making. Those are sometimes due to something that we discovered after we locked the tax roll down May 1st. Today is June 17th, so there's some things that have to be changed. There's also people that have applied for primary in here that they applied after the May 1st lock of RealWare, and now we want to get it in so their tax notices come out correctly. So any corrective actions we're doing today are going to be reflected in the tax notice, the notice evaluation that's coming out in July. So it'll be correct.
Okay.
So the first group on your sheet are the market value changes. So it's just that first half of the sheet, and those are properties that are having market value changes made to them. You've got a list there.
I move that we approve those market value changes that are listed for this corrective action.
I will second that motion. We have a motion to change a market values that have been suggested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then the next one account is a market, it's changed to market values, but we're also changing the assessment level to non-primary account.
I'll make a motion that we change the market value on this property listed before us, as well as the change the assessment to non-primary.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
Okay, then the next three properties at the bottom of the page are properties that are being changed from taxable to exempt. So number two and number three, local building authority of the town of Rockville, that's self-evident, that's a government thing. World Senior Games, I think you just recently approved that one. The Ocotillo one is a little bit strange. It was a property that didn't really exist. It was recorded on a plat, but they recorded something wrong. There were five instead of six, so we're to get rid of it, so it's not taxed this year. We're taking it off. You're actually going to see it in your later meeting for previous years because it's been on the tax roll incorrectly. They've discovered it this year. So that's why you're seeing something that's in a business name being changed to exempt.
Mr. Chair, will we approve those three items listed for change from taxable to exempt?
I will second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then on the next page, this is an IHC property, and what's happening on this one is they're adjusting this to lower the exempt portion and to increase the taxable portion. Okay, because you know how IHC, there's things that IHC is not all exempt. It's got some taxable parts to it. So this is just a correction to lower the exempt portion in, on this one parcel.
Very good.
Okay?
I'll make a motion that we accept the recommendations, that we adjust the, we lower the exempt portion of the tax and increase the taxable value.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then this is another IHC property, and this one we're going to do the opposite. We're raising the exempt portion and decreasing the taxable value of this parcel.
Well, I move that we then change from taxable to partially taxable, partially exempt for those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's a portion above. Adjustment to raise exempt portion and decrease.
Oh, both
are
IHC. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's another IHC one. That's a one.
So the adjustment then to raise the exempt portion and decrease the taxable value.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Yeah, I saw IHC listed twice. Sorry.
Okay, then the next group are properties that are currently taxable, and they are being changed to partially taxable, partially exempt. You can see where they've given part of the property to a city entity, so they're partially taxable, partially exempt, instead of just taxable this year.
I'll make a motion that we accept the recommendations on these properties listed before us to change from taxable to partially taxable and partially exempt.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then there's one property here, the Dove Center. It's a property that we're changing from exempt to partially taxable, partially exempt. The Dove Center notified us on June 13th that they have sold this property on June 13th. So we're prorating basically to taxable till that date and then exempt to that date and then taxable. It's been sold, it's commercial property being sold to just an individual.
Very good. I'll make a motion that we change this property. It's been recommended from exempt to partially taxable and partially exempt.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then the next group is going to go from page 3 on your sheets all the way to page 8. These are properties that we are changing from non-primary to no adjustments to market, just assessment level from non-primary to primary.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, that we accept this list for those with no adjustments to market, but assessment level changes to primary residential.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, and then the very last one is on page 8, going to page 10. And those are all properties that will have no adjustments to market, but the assessment level will be changed to non-primary residential.
Make a motion that we accept the recommendations that no adjustments on these properties that are listed before us, that no adjustments to market value, but assessment levels change to non-primary residential.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.